morning. Welcome. If you have just tuned in, I came across such a crazy law, but I think it makes so much sense. Listen to this. In Norway, Instagram basically has said to influencers, or rather the law in Norway right now that is new, they're basically saying to influencers who use Instagram and other social media platforms that they will need to state when they are secretly editing their appearance. Otherwise, they could go to jail or even be fined. Blew my mind because, I mean, posting pics with filters on social media at the moment is becoming literally like second nature. Post a photo, you could be barefaced, okay? Not a stitch of makeup. And just a click of a button, you have eyelashes, darling. You got makeup. Even your eyes can have a different color. It's absolutely insane. But now in Norway, they're basically saying to influencers who are obviously posting pics and content that is for ads and to promote certain products, they're saying to them, nope, it's not going to work anymore. You will have to state if that picture has been changed in any sort of way, even if it is just a slight filter or a slight edit, whether it's on Facebook or on TikTok or on Twitter or Snapchat, you will basically have to enable the fact that that photo has been retouched. I know one of the laws that's been done in many different countries, and they're trying it in South Africa now as well, is for people to state whether a picture they post is an ad or not. Some people are still not following it, but I definitely do know that there is a rule. But in Norway, they're taking it a lot further, and they're saying disclose to your followers. It sounds dramatic, but I think it's quite important because, you know what, people out here just getting scammed and duped left, right, and center on social media. And it got me thinking about laws for social media. If you were to add any sort of strict law because you think things have just gone way too far, what would you add to that? At the very top of my list, definitely people being jailed for fake news, because it just keeps getting worse, okay? All the news that keeps spreading on WhatsApp groups, on Facebook groups, literally it is just so easy to spread news that is completely fake. I think that is definitely a number one law where people should be able to get jailed. Finding people is a little bit hard when they are spreading rumors. It's a little bit hard to find the people, but definitely that would be a law I reckon needs to be much stricter. And then you find those people who leave those Bitcoin and Forex trading messages under every single post that you put. And there they are promoting their Bitcoin or promoting their Forex trading. Those ones as well, definitely should be a strict law when it comes to that one. And there's also been a new trend on Twitter. If you're a Twitter user, you've probably seen this before, where people use random hashtags that are trending to promote their business. Something will be trending that's very important, and you're trying to catch up on news, you click on that hashtag, and all you see are businesses being advertised or something that is completely unrelated to that particular hashtag. So it's kind of ruining the whole way of how hashtags actually work, and it's just made things really, really confusing when you're trying to get some information. So those are definitely the laws that I think need to be completely stricter. If people could be jailed for them, let's do it. Fake news, Bitcoin and Forex trading messages, and using random hashtags for your business. I reckon those should definitely be laws that should be included. But there we go. Norway is saying edited photos. Ain't no way you can just post edited photos and not tell people that that is all a lie, or rather it has been retouched. Good on you, Norway. Good on you. If you could add anything to that list of laws on social media, what would you reckon should be totally illegal on social media? Hit me up and let me know on 0825505151. Maybe you've been catfished, okay, and you use dating apps, and then here we go, you're meeting with somebody and they're completely different from the person that you were chatting to on Tinder or Bumble. Hit me up and let me know new laws that should be added to social media.
In the words of Dada, there can be no greater gift than that of giving of one's time without